Hey, it is Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, and I'm excited because we get a chance to get back into our home buying series, and we're going to talk about credit card debt today.
Absolutely. You know, remember when we were talking about the home buyer timeline, the first step was, I think I want to own a house, and we've talked about some of the things that should be involved in your thought process of owning a home. Now, owning a home is great, but it isn't for everybody, and it isn't for everybody necessarily in a particular season of their life. So it doesn't mean you're never going to own a home. It's just that it might not be the right thing for you right now. So today we want to talk about the next step, or start talking about the next step, which is getting mortgage ready. After you've decided you wanted to buy a house, for most people, since you don't have cash to just put down and get a house, you got to get a mortgage. So let's talk about getting mortgage ready. And one of the things that people have control over and that has great impact on their mortgage readiness is credit card debt. Your credit card debt impacts 30% of your credit score, and it impacts your DTI, or debt to income ratio, which is a factor in determining your mortgage readiness. So suffice it to say, rule of thumb, the less credit card debt you have, the better when it comes time to get a mortgage. Let's talk about people that want to get ready. They have some credit card debt now. What is it that they can do to help them get in a better position? The first thing you can do is put a freeze on your credit cards. Now, that means stop using them. And for some people, that's harder. So one suggestion I have is take your credit cards, put them in a Ziploc bag, fill that Ziploc bag with water, and put it in the bottom or the back of your freezer.
Woo!
This is what we mean when we say put a freeze on your credit card. Now, if you want to or got to use your credit card, all you got to do is take the bag out, put it in the microwave. Don't melt the cards, but, you know, thaw it out and your cards are ready to go. The second thing you can do, you can purpose to stop all credit card spending. So what can you do? Turn off one-click buying. Eliminate the default credit card payments in your system. You know how when you get ready to order something, the credit card is already populated?
Automatically.
Get rid of all of that. Uninstall payment apps off your phone. Apple Pay, Google Pay, all those things. Make yourself have to go through the trouble to pay for something. Once again, nobody's saying don't get anything or don't buy anything. What we're saying is don't use a credit card to do it.
Right.
Stop in-game purchases. You know, I can't tell you how ashamed I am, you know, of having paid money for an in-game purchase. What you really think about it is nothing. Entertainment, I guess that you could justify it like that. The other thing you can do is some payments like streaming services and subscriptions need to be made manual and not auto pay. Not telling you to cut off Netflix or Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, or any of that. Just pay for it every month. Even if you pay for it on your credit card, right, which you're probably going to have to do, get it off auto pay. Get engaged in your credit card spending and understand what's going on.
Yeah.
The next thing is, and this is a big one, come to the realization that if you can't pay for it now, you can't have it.
Wow. You need to say that again.
Come to the realization, this is reality, that if you can't pay for it now, you can't have it.
That's right.
You know, the way we encourage people to use credit cards is to pay your balance in full every month, right?
Right.
So if I'm going to charge something, then I've got to have the money available to pay for it at the end of the month. If you can't do that, then you can't afford it. Figure out another way or do without.
Right.
Now, here's the thing as we move towards success and getting rid of this debt. The first thing you want to do is pay the lowest balance off first and then focus on the highest interest rate credit card. The reason you want to pay off the lowest balance first is so you have some success. It becomes a positive reinforcement. So here's how you do that. Number one, you got to maintain at least a minimum on-time payment on all your other accounts. Mm-hmm. Don't add any additional credit card debt during this time. Your overall debt should be going down. And then focus that payment on that one account. When it's paid off, take all of that money plus the minimum payment you were paying on the next account and start paying it down. And that's how you knock them out. Now, here's another thing. Debt consolidation is not debt reduction or elimination. It's just shifting it from your left pocket to your right pocket or your back pocket.
And you're still paying
for
it.
You're in debt.
Yep.
And the point is to get out. The other thing here, as people focus on paying off their debt, it's just as important, if not more so, to build your emergency fund as you pay off your debt. Don't just pay off your credit cards. Build an emergency fund. Get yourself stable. Now, final couple of points. Number one, raise money to service the debt, right? This is how you get rid of credit card debt. Sell some of that stuff you bought. That'll help.
Yeah.
You can temporarily work overtime or a lucrative side hustle and apply that money to your credit card debt.
Good.
Final point is this. Credit card debt is very seductive and often harder and less fun to get out of than it was getting into.
For sure.
So remember that when you pull that card out, it ain't so easy on the other end of that transaction.
It is not. My goodness, all of that was really good information. And I know that you can find all of our archives on moneysmartlife.org and also on takecontroltuesday.com. Man, so wow, you gave us a lot today, but it was well worth it. Thank you.
Yes, listen, if you want to own a house, you want to be mortgage ready, your credit card debt has to be under control.